This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses Madhya Province Assembly, says Madhya should be at the forefront of safeguarding Federal Democratic Republic. Stakeholders in Pokhara urge to make Chengdu as transit hub to boost Nepal-China tourism. And China vows to fight to the end after US President Donald Trump threatened to hit Beijing with an extra 50% tariff. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has addressed the Madhya Province Assembly. Addressing the Assembly in province's capital, Janakpur Tham, today, Prime Minister Oli said that Madhya played a pivotal role in all the political changes in the country and it should be at the forefront of safeguarding the Federal Democratic Republic. The Prime Minister said eradicating absolute poverty and bringing tangible changes in people's lives should be the main priorities of all three tiers of government. Prime Minister Oli also said that only effective service delivery and good governance would strengthen democracy. The Prime Minister also lauded the Madhya Province's Feed the Nation campaign. Pokhara locals have urged to establish Chengdu, China as an international transit hub for countries with significant Nepali populations to sustain direct flights from Pokhara International Airport. During a certificate distribution event for the participants of the first commercial chartered flight to Chengdu, organized by the Pokhara Tourism Council, tourism entrepreneurs emphasized that making Chengdu a transit point could ensure a steady flow of tourists. Pokhara's Mayor Thanarajacharya, who led the inaugural chartered flight from March 18 to 25th, encouraged businesses to invest in this route, fulfilling its potential. The flight, part of Sichuan Airlines operations, saw Pokhara's entrepreneurs, journalists and others visit Chengdu, Luzhou and Chongqing, promoting tourism through business-to-business programs. With the third chartered flight scheduled for the 15th of April, Mayor Acharya called for continued support, noting that the route's viability and Sichuan Airlines' extensive network. The initiative aims to strengthen Nepal-China tourism ties. At a time when forest fires and air pollution have caused an adverse impact on human health, the authorities have stepped up efforts to find ways to solve the problems. The Disaster Risk Reduction and Management National Council has directed the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the provincial governments and the local levels to intensify prevention and control of forest fires given the increased level of air pollution. The 17th meeting of the council chaired by Prime Minister and its chair, KP Sharma Oli, also reviewed the status of implementation of the West Nepal earthquake and monsoon-induced disaster, post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation plan. Prime Minister Oli on the occasion stressed the need for the authorities to speed up the reconstruction and rehabilitation works. He directed the Ministry of Home Affairs and security agencies to make necessary preparations for rescue and relief during the disaster. Meanwhile, forest fires in Chitwan and other districts of the Bagmati province are still causing havoc and adding to the air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. Two people died and 22 others were injured in a road accident that occurred at Parablia village of the Lumbini Sanskritic Municipality, Ward No. 7 in Rupandehi district. According to the District Police Office Rupandehi, the deceased have been identified as 12-year-old Asmita Yadav of the Gaidhawa Rural Municipality, Ward No. 1, and 48-year-old Janamati Yadav of Suddhodhan Rural Municipality, Ward No. 6. The accident took place when a van with 24 passengers was returning home after completing a function from the Lumbini-based Mayadevi temple. It overturned due to speeding. Of the injured, three have been receiving treatment at Life Care Hospital Lumbini, while the remaining 19 at Universal College of Medical Sciences, Ranigaon, Pairahawa. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. China says it will fight to the end after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to hit Beijing with an extra 50% tariff if it does not withdraw its retaliatory levy on Tuesday. According to the BBC, Beijing's Commerce Ministry has accused the Trump administration of blackmail and said his tariffs were a typical unilateral bullying practice. China's Commerce Ministry said any more tariffs from the U.S. would trigger extra countermeasures targeting American goods. New tariffs could leave some U.S. companies bringing in certain goods from China facing a 104% tariff. Most Asian markets opened higher today, although Taiwan saw a further 4% fall. Europe's biggest stock markets, including London's FTSE 100, all closed over 4% down on Monday. Meanwhile, writing on Truth Social, U.S. President Trump said that unless China withdrew the 34% retaliatory tariff announced by Beijing last week, he would impose an additional 50% on Wednesday. He also opened the door for negotiations with other countries, but said he was not considering pausing new tariffs. A restive Philippine volcano briefly erupted today on a central island, sending a 4-kilometer plume of ash and debris into the sky and forcing authorities to suspend school classes in 4 villages due to the ash fall. There were no reports or injuries or damage from the Mount Kanloan's latest eruption after dawn that lasted more than an hour and scattered ash in at least 4 farming villages southwest of the volcano on Negros Island, according to the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. Kanloan last erupted in December, prompting the evacuation of thousands of villagers, many of whom remained in emergency shelters today, as the volcano continued showing signs of restiveness. South Korea will hold a snap election on the 3rd of June to replace Yoon Suk-yeol following the former president's removal from office over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, the acting president, said today that the government had decided on the date considering the need to ensure smooth election operations and allow sufficient time for political parties to prepare. The Al Jazeera cited leader Han as saying the government had discussed the issue with the National Election Commission and other related agencies. South Korea's Constitutional Court on Friday unanimously upheld a decision by the legislature to impeach Yoon, who was elected to a 5-year term in 2022. The court found that the conservative leader had overstepped his presidential authority when he briefly declared martial law late last year. Under South Korean law, a presidential election must be held within 60 days of leader's removal from office. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be... There will be light rain and thunder, and there will also be lightning in hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Lumini provinces today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Madhya's province assembly, says Madhya should be at the forefront of safeguarding Federal Democratic Republic. Stakeholders in Pokhara urge to make Chengdu as transit hub to boost Nepal-China tourism. And China vows to fight to the end after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to hit Beijing with an extra 50% tariff. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.